Hello, everyone. This is Dave Hughes in the marketing group at Worldwide Technology, and I welcome you to the latest episode of Tech 17. This is our podcast channel where we explore enterprise technology trends and their impact on both IT and the business enterprise for our customers. So today we're going to be talking about something new and something that we've been hearing about and working on here at Worldwide, and it's called SD Branch. And so we've got two of our practice area experts from our mobility and access practice, Dan Huber and Bill Thompson, joining us today. So, guys, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having us.
Okay. Thank you. So Dan is actually Dan is a good trivia answer because Dan was on the very first two Tech 17 podcasts. So I think you've been on a couple since then, but Dan, we were always great to have Dan back. He's got a better radio voice than I think anybody here. So anyway, and Bill, your first time in. Thanks, sir. Thanks for joining us today. So again, Dan and Bill are practice managers. And so I thought before we get started, if guys, you could just very briefly talk about your roles here at Worldwide briefly and in your respective areas. So Dan, I'll start with you.
Yeah, thanks, David. So Dan Huber, as Dave mentioned, my practice covers everything around mobility. So that's focused on wireless and location analytics, and that's anything on-prem or in the cloud. And we're primarily focused on, global engineering efforts for Worldwide. So an overlay to our field organization.
Okay, Bill.
Thanks, David. So Bill Thompson, practice manager for mobility and access development, or MAD as we call it, where you could kind of consider us the mad scientists that figure out how to integrate.
Is that a fitting title for you?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, some of us, some of us don't comb our hair usually, but okay. So our team is kind of responsible for figuring out how these technologies work under the hood and how we might be able to integrate these across other IT technologies and then, of course, educate people on how to do so.
Okay. All right. Great. Well, guys, let's dive right into it then. So I thought maybe to kind of get things started, we can talk about SD Branch. So I think a lot of our listeners will be familiar with SD in the WAN, SD in the data center, but now we're starting to see SD in the branch, SD Branch. So maybe just to kind of tell our listeners about what that means and give them a little background on that, we can maybe start off with Bill on that.
Sure. So there's been an interesting trend. We've been educating folks on software defined for the last several years. A lot of the value, say, 3 years ago around software defined data center networking or software defined WAN was around abstracting some of the complexity or reducing costs by streamlining IT operations. So that's kind of become almost a status quo that our customers are going to go to a software-defined WAN or a data center. And most of the reasons around that is the simplicity of integrating these complex solutions together. So one of the questions that we're starting to get asked now is, what about my branch office? What about things like my switches that I might have sensors like IoT or printers connecting to? But also, how does wireless fit into that? Like, what's the next generation of wireless networks and things like location and that? So that's kind of where the software-defined branch comes into play, is how do I make it simple to integrate all these complex systems together?
Yeah, it's interesting. Bill mentioned simplicity, and I always key in on that. I think of ease of use and complexity of networking and how we have to shift from kind of the traditional command line interface model to maybe something that's more GUI or graphical in nature, an interface that's web-based. And so it's kind of a fun, exciting time in the space because there is so much pace of change and there is so much demand from our users in the environment and even guest users coming in. So it's really an exciting time to see that shift between, what was traditional before, and how we can really adopt some of these new tools and technologies around software-defined.
Okay. So I guess given the potential complexity of, each one of those applications, kind of is there, I guess not really an easy way, but, what's the easiest way for, customers to get to that point where they can really consider, that SD branch application?
Yeah, that's the biggest challenge, is making it simple, integrating all this stuff together. If we look at traditional ways of managing all of our devices. We're doing it via a command line interface and managing each of those individually. So, you know, when we get into large organizations, thousands of devices that a human is logging in and typing commands on a keyboard just doesn't scale. It doesn't help us achieve some of those things like improving the customer experience or streamlining operations, right? So now we're looking at this shift in the market where OEMs are starting to change how we manage those devices. Dan referenced it earlier, using application programmable interfaces. Now, this is really key to being able to integrate these different complex solutions very simply, but it does change how we look at networks and how we look at managing those networks. It's interesting that we kind of have this shift where the network engineer no longer just has to know how to configure a router, but also has to have some level of this automation aspect to it. How can I start managing multiple devices and programming them consistently across the board to make my job easier is one of the things.
Yeah, and it really has, I think, become more exciting in that respect because you get to learn some new things, you get to learn new tools, like I mentioned before, but you know, Bill mentioned APIs. It's almost become the price of admission for some of the things that are happening in the space today. You have to have, you know, exposed APIs, you have to have available APIs, you have to be publishing those and make those available to, you know, the OEMs have to be doing that, but your partners and customers so that you can make these integrations happen because that becomes cross-platform then.
Yeah. And we're seeing a start of that being done by the OEMs themselves. They're coming out with these different tools that make the management of these newer technologies much easier. But we're also seeing some disparity across the different domains. Like how do I have a tool that I might be able to manage my branch or my WAN, but it doesn't necessarily integrate with the data center. But as an IT organization, I have to manage all of those because I want to achieve similar business outcomes across all of those. So how do I start integrating those different tools together? APIs is kind of the key and why we need to shift our mindset just a little bit so that we're thinking about not only managing and making sure the network is running, but also integrating these things, like say managing my wireless network and have that integrated into a trouble ticketing system that might say when my customer's guest wireless experience is bad, I open a ticket so someone can look into it. Those are the kind of integrations that APIs enable through automation and orchestration.
Okay. So, you know, thinking about companies, thinking about organizations, so what potentially are some things that could go wrong in the network that, let's say, an SD branch application, you know, that type of solution can help to fix?
So that's a great question. You know, when we talk about automation and orchestration, a lot of times we're focusing on the deployment of a new technology and maybe operationalizing it, like managing my policies or helping out a user get access to something, right? But a lot of times, we don't think about these complex technologies and how do I troubleshoot when something goes wrong. It really doesn't help us if we've streamlined and simplified our operations for deployment and management. And then when something does go wrong, I have to get into the command line and do all these commands for something I may not be completely familiar with. So we're finding this need for more of analytics where we can start applying some level of human intelligence to help us solve those problems. Maybe not do it automatically, but help point us in the right direction. I'll give you an example here. Let's say that one of our users from an IT staff perspective calls in and says they have problems on the wireless network. That could be so many different issues. It could be the user's endpoint is having problems, or they're downloading movies or watching Netflix, or it could be someone, you know, RF interference on the wireless network. Someone might have turned on a microwave in the room or something to that effect. Or it could be something with the actual hardware itself, that we may have high CPU utilization. Now, for engineers like myself, seeing an error that there's high CPU utilization doesn't help me whatsoever. I need to know what the problem is and how to fix it. that's where we're getting more into that analytics and some level of machine learning where we can start getting insights into what's going on and making it quicker for us to fix. So think about what we do as humans when we troubleshoot that. If I see issues with a wireless network, I'm automatically going to go back to my memory of the same symptoms I've had, you know, in the past, and I'm going to try and fix it that way first, right? So we want to apply that same memory in machines that can apply that logic and say, well, this happened a year ago. Maybe you should try this to fix it because that was the fix, right? Okay. So the next part of that, besides the remembering, is the intelligence that we can apply, saying things like CPU utilization. I can look around and start figuring out what may be contributing to that, something that traditionally a human had to do that work.
Yeah, and we talked about just how many devices are coming onto the network. You know, we don't live in a wired world anymore. We live in a wireless world. Bill and I were talking about that, and it's interesting that the demand is across many device types, many operating system types, many versions of firmware and software. And so it's a wild, wild world out there when you think of what's connected and connecting actively live in the environment, right? So Bill's, you know, analogy there about, you know, different things that might be happening at different times, these tools allow us to go back historically and see, was it a DHCP issue that we were having? You know, was it an IP address issue? Was it something with onboarding? You know, different things that we can see and we can then possibly remediate, right? And so it's a really fascinating time in terms of where we are around the analytics Bill's referring to and what we can do to kind of make sure that assurance is there, you know, that we're maintaining, one, we're creating that experience, and two, we're maintaining that experience over time for both current and future users.
Okay. Well, you know, I wanted to spend the last few minutes talking about some of the specific solutions and maybe like, if there's a use case we can talk about here on what we're doing here at WWT. But maybe just to kind of lead into that, I'm just kind of curious, we really hadn't talked about this before, but when you guys are talking to customers, how aware are they of the SD branch solution? I know everyone's kind of been involved with SD data center and SD WAN, but what's the awareness level of people that you talk to in terms of customers and organizations just about the SD branch solution overall?
I think it's really starting to pick up. You know, Bill mentioned some of the things that have been happening out there around software defined with data center and WAN specifically. Branch is really starting to pick up. I think you're seeing that term pick up a lot more in the industry from different OEMs and different providers out there. Now, I go back to what we were talking about earlier, that there is some complexity there. There's a migration path there. There's moving to that. So there's certainly an education piece and things that we need to bring to bear to really help customers through that journey.
Yeah. So from my perspective, a lot of customers are just coming to us saying, like, what OEMs have this software defined in the branch solutions? Mm-hmm. Because it is a fairly new concept. Everyone's been so focused on the data center and the WAN side that, you know, now we're coming to this state where people are comfortable with how those solutions work, choosing those, deploying those in production networks. And the next logical progression there is into the branch. And there's just a lot of, fluidity in the market and who's offering what and how well they're doing and whatnot. So,
okay, great. Yeah. So it is really is a fairly new topic out there for customers.
And,
so,
yeah.
Yeah. So maybe just to kind of our, you know, we just got a couple of minutes left, guys. So maybe just talk about specifically, you know, what types of things we are doing here at WWT, maybe the types of solutions we're offering and you know, if we've got an example of, you know, maybe, you know, something that we've done with a customer to meet some of those problem areas that now that the SD branch solution can help them address.
Yeah, I'll start with one and I'll pass it to Bill. You know, one that we've worked on is Meraki and some of the tools that they have with their cloud platform. You know, it's a full stack network and the benefit I think of that is that Meraki is really starting to shift to that API first model. We're really working with them closely to help them move towards that, right? And some of the things that we've done are building platforms on top of that to scale provisioning of devices. You know, Bill mentioned automating that provisioning and moving it faster. And then also things like wireless health. So what data and what insights can we gather from, you know, both the switches on the network as well as the wireless clients to really maintain that assurance over time?
Yeah. And some of the things my team has done, you know, being on the development side in the labs, is we've built these training classes and some content around workshops to help understand what is the business goals you're trying to achieve and what would be the best solution to fit your business needs.
All right, great. Well, guys, I think this will be probably a topic we'll be revisiting sometime in the near future. I'm sure you know, we start working with customers more about it, and just, you know, the application and the applications and solutions for, you know, SD Branch is, you know, going to permeate the industries that can apply to this that much more. So, okay, well, with that, I want to thank Dan and Bill for joining us today. Guys, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
All right, great. And again, thanks to our listeners for joining us on today's Tech17 podcast. Again, if you are not a subscriber, please subscribe. Again, it's free, and you can go back and listen to all of our previous Tech17 episodes if you haven't had a chance to do that. Also, check the episode notes for each of these episodes. We will have some links to some more detailed content, just get a little deeper dive on, you know, some of the topics that we've talked about today. So again, thanks for joining us, and we will see you next time on Tech17.